Hi, this is Dan Steele with your WASA legislative report for Monday, March 1st. We're in week 8 of this 2001 legislative session, and the legislature is about to reach several milestones and deadlines. Just a few. First off, this week will bring the midpoint of the 105-day session. Second, on Tuesday, March 9th, the House of Origin cutoff deadline arrives. At this point, House bills that fail to pass the House and Senate bills not passing the Senate are considered dead. Of course, budget bills and many of the budget-related bills continue to be exempt and will continue to live. And third, shortly after this, on March 17th, the Economic and Revenue Forecast Council will meet to adopt the quarterly budget update. If tradition holds, this will trigger the unveiling of legislative budget proposals. As we've discussed before, minority Republicans in both the Senate and House already released their own budget proposals. However, in large part, these were really PR budgets. The overarching message was that they found a way to fund critical state services, assist families and businesses, and get schools reopened, all with a balanced budget without the need of additional revenue. While these two budget packages caught some attention from the press, they had little impact on majority Democrats. They continue to move their tax packages, including the capital gains tax. As an aside, the capital gains tax has been proposed several times in recent years and has had movement in the House. House Democrats, however, have been reluctant to force their members to take a tough tax vote on the House floor, even though it would likely pass, because it was understood the issue couldn't reach 25 votes in the Senate. This year, the Senate has the same 28-21 Democratic majority as the last 2 years. However, the legislators that make up those numbers have changed, and the capital gains tax appears viable this year. In fact, the Senate took the lead on the issue this year with Senate Bill 5096. The bill currently sits in the Senate Rules Committee, awaiting action by the full Senate. Now back to the overall budget. In most years, the release of the quarterly revenue forecast is the signal that budget proposals are coming, usually the Monday after, which would be March 22nd this year. It is the Senate's turn to start the process this year, and unless we hear otherwise, it is assumed the pattern will hold. One of the outstanding questions, however, is whether there will be a separate 2021 supplemental operating budget, or if it will be embedded in the new two-year 2021-23 operating budget. Early in the session, it was assumed a supplemental budget would be released and acted upon early, but revenue continues to come in above projections, and the need to quickly adopt a supplemental budget to right the ship appears unnecessary. With the budget situation looking much better than anyone expected, it appears most areas of government will avoid the drastic reductions first feared. It is likely the quarterly forecast will be very positive, relieving further pressure on the budget. This does not mean the Democratic talk of additional revenue will stop, however. Normally, taxes are on the table to provide additional revenues to balance the budget. This year, supporters of the capital gains tax and other revenue sources aren't scraping for cash to salvage the budget. They're actually pushing tax changes to revamp Washington's tax system. So even with a positive revenue forecast, tax talk will continue. One of the many things that will complicate budget discussions this year is the expected adoption of the American Rescue Plan in Congress. The bill passed the House last week and is expected to move out of the Senate this week, then return to the House for concurrence the following week, and then on to the President's desk for his signature before unemployment benefits expire on March 14th. The $1.9 trillion package will provide almost $7 billion in relief for the state budget and local governments. In addition, Washington will receive $1.95 billion for K-12 education. This is a good news, bad news situation. Almost $2 billion to shore up school district budgets is more than welcome. However, legislators who are reticent to provide state funds to schools will be even more reluctant, assuming that our financial woes will be taken care of by these federal dollars. Unfortunately, we know this just isn't so. First, funds, which will be ESSER Round 3, are one-time monies. It will get districts over the hump, presumably, but won't provide long-term relief. Second, these funds will be distributed via the Title I formula, like ESSER I and ESSER II. As we've said before, this probably makes sense, except that it will leave some districts behind. They will need state funds to provide equity between districts. Again, the federal relief funds are welcome, but our work will be cut out for us in trying to get additional state dollars for K-12 education, including for enrollment stabilization and for pupil transportation. As budget writers are crafting budgets, getting to them and your own local legislators now is critical. WASA's focus continues to be on three things. First, House Bill 1476, which, remember, now just resolves the levy capacity issue. Second, stabilization funding for enrollment general apportionment and the many programs that are enrollment-based. And third, Senate Bill 5128, protecting pupil transportation funding. By the way, Senate Bill 5128 just moved out of the Senate Rules Committee this afternoon, making it eligible for floor debate and final passage in the Senate at any time. As always, we encourage you to remain engaged with your legislators. And to reiterate, now is the time to get the word out about our budget needs before budget writers lock in their decisions. Finally, with the House and Senate in floor action last week and all of this week, and until next Tuesday's cutoff, many education-related bills have been moving. We'll provide details in Friday's This Week in Olympia newsletter. And just one more time, now is your opportunity to step up. Legislators need to hear your voice, and they need to hear your stories. You are critical to our success this year. Again, thank you for listening.